Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Li Baodong says North Korea will be among the issues discussed by the two leaders, who may also touch on cybersecurity and the South China Sea.
On this issue, China's position is consistent. We are dedicated to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We think the Korean Peninsula issue should be resolved via dialogue and consultation. We are also dedicated to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. On this issue, President Xi and President Obama, we have a full exchange of views on those important issues if they have the opportunity.
The official notes that these consultations will be based on mutual respect and aim to seek benefits for both countries. President Xi will also attend the fourth nuclear security summit in Washington on March the 21st and April the 1st, with leaders and representatives of 40 other countries. This is Xi Jinping's second nuclear security summit. During the last one at The Hague in 2014, he called for a fair and cooperative system for global nuclear security. According to the Vice Foreign Minister, at the upcoming summit, President Xi will make a keynote speech on beefing up the international nuclear security system in the aspects of political devotion, countries' responsibilities, international security, and the culture of nuclear security.
With the joint effort, China expects four outcomes to be reached during the upcoming summit: to consolidate an international consensus on nuclear safety, to strengthen each country's capability in implementing international obligations and political commitments in the nuclear sector, to promote global cooperation on nuclear safety, and to build a global environment on this issue.
Before traveling to the United States, Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to the Czech Republic between March the 28th and the 30th at the invitation of President Miloš Zeman. Authorities are hoping the visit will inject momentum in the development of bilateral ties. Assistant Foreign Minister Liu Haixin gives some detailed areas in which the two sides may cooperate.
President Xi will discuss bilateral ties, the Belt and Road initiatives, cooperation between China and the Central and Eastern European countries, China-European relation, as well as other hot issues, as well as to map out a development plan for bilateral ties. The two sides will sign intergovernmental business cooperation agreements in areas of trade, infrastructure, finance, health, aviation, technology, cultural exchanges, and so on.
According to the official, during the visit, Xi Jinping will once again raise the 16+1 plan, a China-CEE cooperation format. The Czech Republic is the second biggest trading partner of China in the CEE region, and China has been the Czech Republic's second biggest trading partner in the world following the European Union. In 2015, two-way trade topped $11 billion. For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.